Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, sing for the tear, sing we now, just for the...
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. One of my favorite songs of theirs. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Lepsinger. Rick's an almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including Closing the Execution Gap, the president of On Point Consulting. And, Rick, we're talking about fake news, and I want to correct myself. I want to correct something that I said earlier you reminded me about. You picked up on it. And earlier in this last segment, I talked about one piece of fake news being that the reporter said that I said he said that they'd removed Winston Churchill's bust from the Oval Office. I meant to say Martin Luther King's bust. Both of those busts were talked about in the same hour, and for some reason I wasn't conflating them. I knew better. I just said the wrong words. So anyway, it was Martin Luther King's bust that the reporter was talking about, and that was the fake news. Okay, Rick, I got that squared away.
There you go.
Now, we spent a lot of time in the last segment describing, helping people understand what fake news is. Now let's talk about why it happens and why we allow it, why we might allow it to proliferate.
Yeah, and I think that's the challenge. It's not that the fake news is out there. It's just that we are not critical thinkers anymore. There seems to be a lack of critical thinking.
We've lost a lot of critical thinking in our society.
Yeah, I think so. And you commented, you know, when we were on break, you know, in your last segment, the story that you had on fracking, the issue isn't whether you agree or disagree with the particular issue. It's that you want to get all the information out there. You want to get
right. All
the facts out there so you can make an informed
question everything.
Critical thinkers
question everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're not questioning it just to be a pain in the neck,
right,
or just to be, you know, counter-dependent. What they're really trying to do is understand the full picture and really make sure that both the sources of the data, the quality of the data,
right,
is verified and determined. But there's a lot of things that get in the way of that, make it very difficult to do that. So.
Well, two things that are going on right now, and I have to get this out there, and then we talk about the consumption side. On the production side, we have a media that has, in my opinion, the mainstream media has lost its way. It's lost its credibility, number one. And number two, in that loss, as a function with that diminished professionalism capacity, they also have more powerful, more digitized tools to do that with, Rick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my opinion. You can weigh in on that if you want to.
Yeah, no, I think it's more than just, I think that's also, you're touching on the problem. There's no longer just the mainstream media anymore.
Right.
Now sources of information and sources of data come from numerous and many different sources. Some of them are legitimate and, you know, validated. Some of them are just individuals who are out there doing their own
right. Thing.
So the mainstream media, the definition is sort of broadened, you know, pretty widely. And then everybody's trying to beat the internet.
Well, the 24-hour news cycle has not helped either, has it?
Yeah, everybody's trying to get the story out first, so they're not necessarily really taking the time to understand it because they're concerned that somebody else is going to get it before they do, and then they're scooped. So.
Like we talked about the Russian hacking thing, no mainstream media outlet wanted to publish that, even though they had the news, they had the information for months because they didn't believe that it was true. But
right. Then
when a disreputable outlet published it, then somebody, they were all looking at it thinking, okay, if somebody else goes, I'm going to be late. And finally, somebody couldn't stand it, and they pulled the trigger. And they weren't reporting that they weren't reporting the news. They were reporting that somebody else reported the news. And they did, in my opinion, they did that for clicks, for ratings,
not for
professionalism.
But the issue now becomes for the receiver of the information, for us as citizens, you know, whether it's in a business context or a personal context, to really take a look at all this information that's coming at us, and how do you determine what to believe, what not to believe, what's true, what's not true, and that's where the real challenge comes in.
Right, and the thing is, you got to be. We also have to be careful because many of us are influenced by talking heads. There are people whose opinion I respect. There's people, there are talking heads whose opinion I don't respect. And you and I both know, Rick, that we tend to gravitate toward the people who agree with us, don't we?
Actually, that's one of the biases.
Yeah.
When people say things that we agree with, we automatically just accept it as truth without really looking at the source of the information or the quality of the information.
Right.
So that's one of the biases. And the other thing is that everybody has biases. The issue isn't that you can eliminate your bias, because they actually serve a purpose. They help you sort of organize and get through the world, you know, because it helps you sort through data. But you need to be aware of your bias and when it may be impacting your perception of an issue or your point of view, and at least pursue it or question it, like you do with the fracking discussion.
Right.
You've got to be aware of your preference and bias and then still take a hard look at what's being presented to you.
Well, exactly. The folks, Rick, I've been saying on this show for a long time, because I was worried about fake news before we called it fake news. What I said to my audience years ago was, we have to become smarter and better and more discerning consumers of information. If we're going to have it coming at us with fire hoses, we've got to learn how to put up the right kind of critical thinking filters, not just bias filters. And that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Exactly right. And we can't rely on institutions to do that for us.
Right.
We have to be the
critical
thinkers.
That's the big thing, folks. We can no longer trust our institutions. We're losing our institutions day by day. It's really a sad thing that we don't have those institutions we can count on. Stand by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.